You know, it's kind of amazing the different people you run into on Alaska Day. The governor is here, along with a bunch of military personnel, and for some reason, the U.S. ambassador to Mongolia. Seriously.
My name is Mark Minton. The Alaska National Guard is the partner National Guard for the country of Mongolia. Every state National Guard in the United States has a foreign country that's a partner, but none is more active than the Alaska National Guard-Mongolia connection.
And then there's Brigadier General Tom Katkus, who is commander of the Alaska Army National Guard. He and more than 170 troops from Fort Richardson up in Anchorage came to Sitka to participate in a leadership conference. They also came to honor the lost at a military memorial service inside Sitka National Cemetery.
The morning of Alaska Day, we gather here as military members and leadership of the state of Alaska to recognize the sacrifice that our soldiers have made in all services. And here at the National Cemetery, it's a perfect setting to recognize those fallen members of our military who have provided the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms that we enjoy today.
The solemn part of Alaska Day is balanced, of course, by the celebration, and a big but maybe unknown part of that celebration is a guy standing in a Coast Guard uniform right in the middle of Lincoln Street.
Yes, I'm Petty Officer Gregory Beckman. I'm calling in the aerial flyover for the parade here in Sitka.
That seems like the coolest job ever.
It's an okay job.
You speak and things fly.
Most of the time.
Seriously, I mean, imagine the feeling of power. Four choppers are waiting on your voice. You're the go guy. No pressure or anything.
3-6, this is ground party. You are clear to commence aerial flyover.
Roger, we're inbound.
A few minutes later, the choppers made a couple passes over the parade, and people oohed and aahed as bands made their way down Lincoln Street and children held out bags hoping to catch some candy.
Do you think you're going to be when you stop getting candy from the Alaska Day Parade?
Never, ever.
Alaska Day is more than parades and pomp, of course. It's also a time to remember history, especially the transfer of Alaska from Russian control to the U.S. The date is October 18th,
1867. The place is New Archangel, Russia. The United States naval vessel Ossipee, upon which the commissioners embarked from San Francisco, arrived in New Archangel. The Russian troops assembled on the right side of the flagstaff. The American troops were on the opposite side, with the color guard in front.
Color guard, present! Oh!
After a slight delay, when the Russian flag became entangled, the ceremony proceeded.
Proof that even history has its occasional awkward moment. The flags were switched, and then came the roll call of states.
Arkansas, 1836. Michigan, 1837.
Yay! Okay, well, maybe that one's just me. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.